Thank you for calling the tip line of the Shitty Wizard. The best place to hear hints, advice, and rumors about everyone's least favorite mage. This week's tips are for Colloquium of the Dragon Lords, a conflagration in Anuvin. To sow discontent and confusion, the Dragon Lords brought along a horde of pickpockets, thieves, and rogues to Anuvin. While the cobblestone is often teeming with scoundrels looking to slit a purse or a throat, these foreigners have taken jobs away from the hard-working local blackguard. While not part of any official questline, you'll be doing your civic duty by killing anyone in a hood, cowl, shawl, or kerchief, anyone whose eyes dart back and forth rapidly, or anyone leaning against a building idly flipping a coin. Watch out! While defeating the four Dragon Lords of the Cardinal Winds and restoring peace to Anuvin is the primary goal, there is a hidden fifth dragon the player can discover. Vitreous Somnolux, the Milky Dragon of Dreams, has a 1 in 64 chance of appearing in a vision after you fall asleep, but only if you're in your bed or if you're sleeping next to a prostitute. Wise and peaceful, Vitreous challenges the Shitty Wizard to solve a series of complex riddles, which our hero is far too impatient to decipher. Simply run behind the old slow dragon to discover his riches hidden in a pie safe. While you're pilfering, help yourself to some of the dragon's fabled pies, usually only available in boutique sweet shops throughout the land. When you wake up, you'll realize it was truly a sweet dream. Spoiler alert! There's no way to save Shasta the Wise Old Griffin during your battle with the grim dragon Asmodeus. As an apprentice mage, there's simply no way you can survive the damage from fire breath, poison breath, ice breath, or cancer breath. To make the most of the inevitable, try this tactic. Escort Shasta to the Grotto of Trials, then hug her three times. After she mentions that she's uncomfortable, shake her hand, then take the outdoor staircase east of the entrance to the balcony. From this vantage, you can lob healing potions to Shasta every round, even as she begs you to stop. You'll maximize your experience points while prolonging her agony for what must feel like several lifetimes worth of abject torment. The practical upshot of all of this is that Asmodeus will be so exhausted from the disemboweling that he'll need a decade of rest to recover, giving you time to study your spellbook and be the best protector that Anuvin has ever seen. That's all for this week. Good luck from all of us at Low Cunning.